What's happening, everyone? This is the WFM show, where work just works, and I'm your host, Jack Pigeon. The bird is the word as I'm riding solo today, taking you down memory lane in a recap of NRF 2024. We'll start with what we were expecting going into NRF based on analysts and market research, how Quinyx positioned itself because of that research, what we confirmed, and then here's the really fun part, what we were surprised about and how we were probably wrong alongside other vendors in what the market was interested in talking about. And boy, did people roll their eyes. You'll get the word from the bird at the end on why it matters to you as an operator in the WFM space. Let's kick it back to last episode with a recap of Gartner market trends. In summary, employee experience is king. It's castle tech. 60% of IT leaders are prioritizing the employee experience by making it a key strategic objective, which means simplifying tech. Comms executives are in great company, knowing they have no idea how to fix engagement issues because about only 6% said they have confidence even on a sunny day. Frontline workers themselves feel like tech to reach them gets swapped out too often, and on average, they have almost as many apps for work as Snow White had dwarves. Generic communication and content delivery often miss the mark. You know that spam email some tech company sent you for a new software that will change your life? That's how your frontline feels about your comms. Now, which eggs did we bring in our basket to NRF? Going into NRF, we expected some of the same talks to be the norm. Reduce manager time by providing AI. Better forecasts and schedules leveraging AI for better employee utilization. News feeds for employees and shift marketplace items. Pulse surveys. Those topics have held the wheel for the last few NRFs. However, since robots are taking over the world thanks to ChatGPT, we saw one big thing on our radar. Every vendor that considers themselves an innovator or disruptor in WFM, whether that's HCM, payroll, tasks, scheduling, was releasing an AI chat assistant for the frontline worker. This, personally, is where I see workforce management heading. AI assistants would help employees like Siri on an iPhone, but ludicrously specific to the frontline worker. I would no longer have to dig through the app to find out if I have enough time off balance to take a day off to drive to my cousin's wedding Friday because I was sure when I RSVP'd, yes, that I could easily drive up Saturday morning. No longer have to decide if I should do price changes today or focus on training. I could get suggestions from the AI assistant for which cool cat would be down to swap a shift so I could drive to that wedding I clearly do not have enough PTO for. Or ask the bot what my paternity benefit is, or if I could get a company discount on subway passes in my city. The list for AI assistant capabilities to enable people that run our economy goes on and on. The idea that everyone has their own assistant in their pocket to set them up for success every day. And like we saw, these assistants were everywhere at NRF. So, what else did we confirm? Employee experience is king. Retailers were wanting to dive into manager and employee experience. Will this work for our teams, our culture, our brand? Because our brand's got a vibe, does this tool fit that vibe? Retailers still had a focus on optimization and actually more pushed into what it means for each business and how each business could level up. Retailers were starting to walk away from only building schedules based on sales models, you know, SPLH. It's very common for designer and boutique retailers with a low number of employees on the floor at a time. The idea that dollars throughout the day are all that matter to schedule against. Think, show me the money. Taking this type of scheduling approach can't really enable the employee experience because the approach focuses on scheduling high-selling employees to high-dollar shifts, which gets them high-dollar sales, which gets them more high-dollar shifts, which gets them more high-dollar sales. I really could keep going. I think you get the point. Through these conversations at NRF, we confirm that the store team is king, not individual sellers. Give everyone in the store opportunities to sell, learn, grow, and work when they want to work. Make work just work. Retailers do believe this is the key to sustained growth. This is how high street and big box retailers have been operating for years. So what surprised us at NRF? Retailers were annoyed by AI, like old wired headphones got tangled up in your bag annoyed. I don't think this is a surprise necessarily, but every WFM tool claims some sort of intelligent scheduling. I felt this oversaturation of AI myself. Thinking back as I walked down the aisles of the show, just passing 20 booths, I probably heard AI in passing conversations five of those booths alone. Every HCM tool or even the company selling mannequins for floor sets had AI as some form of pitch. As I said, we also expected AI chat assistants to be all the rage. Every vendor, including us, unveiled this at the show, with marketing efforts pushed pretty heavily ahead of time. This positioned AI as a kind of two-sided approach for workforce management, back-end AI for optimization, and then end-user AI for experience. But frankly, when I asked customers how they felt about AI coming to the frontline worker, I got a lot of eye rolls. Even if it's cool tech, people are getting numb to this idea of AI everywhere in their platforms. I began to ask myself and others, why? Retailers, in their searches, were focusing less on innovation across all technology and more on proof. With anything they were researching. In this new economy with inflation and highly scrutinized spend, more companies want proof that what they will buy will deliver. We noticed experienced retailers that have bought WFM before wanted to talk customer use cases with real numbers and real problems solved just like theirs. So what does this mean for you as an operator at a retailer or warehousing company or whichever industry you work in? Well, that's the word from the bird. There's market trends that excite us. Even we as vendors can get carried away with what the future holds and feel we need to keep up. It's hard to put aside the excitement and refocus on what really matters, which is solving problems that's keeping your business and your frontline employees from being successful. We know employee experience is reigning king. COVID taught us how important that is, but don't get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses and feeling it pertinent to include AI in your business strategy. What matters is finding similar use cases to what your business is trying to solve and finding how vendors have helped other customers. Next, get proof. This is what the best buyers at NRF are doing. They say, don't tell me who you work with, but first let me tell you what I'm trying to solve. Then you show me how you solve that for another customer. This requires you to know your business problem, know what your managers and your employees need to be successful, then get the proof. Make sure the customer the vendor solved it for will vouch exactly for that solution. This is what the elite WFM teams are doing in an age of strong legacy players that dominate the market and an age where many innovators are trying to grab attention. Spend less time listening to sales pitches and more time articulating what you need. So the word from the bird, less trends, more proof. I'm your host, Jack Pigeon. Thanks for listening. Pidge out.